This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, March 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Trump targets European spirits, USDA eyes trade payments, and McCary moves closer to FDA. Trump's latest tariff threat, European booze. There's a new twist in President Donald Trump's trade wars. He's threatening to impose steep duties on wine and alcohol from the European Union if the bloc does not drop its retaliatory tariff on U.S. whiskey. The EU responded to new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum by hiking the duty applied to U.S. whiskey. Trump hit back in a Truth Social post yesterday, calling the EU, quote, one of the most hostile and abusive taxing and tariffing authorities in the world. The president added that the U.S. will shortly place a 200% tariff on all wines, champagnes, and alcoholic products. The reaction? France Trade Minister Laurent Saint-Martin accused Trump of, quote, escalating the trade war he chose to unleash in a post to X. But he later added that the EU is open to finding solutions to de-escalate. The Distilled Spirits Council of the U.S., which represents whiskey producers, is also calling for swift resolution. We want toasts, not tariffs, CEO Chris Swanger said. House Ag Committee Democrats wrote to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick yesterday, raising concerns over the administration's tariff whiplash. They argued the back and forth has left farmers uncertain about future input prices. Take note, USDA is looking at a way to compensate farmers for Trump's trade wars without waiting for Congress to replenish its borrowing authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation, a congressional source told AgriPulse. That source says the department is considering using its Section 32 authority. During the last trade war, USDA used its Section 5 authority under the CCC, but the agency would only have about $4 billion available unless Congress replenishes the account. Section 32 is typically used to purchase surplus commodities for feeding programs. The law can also be used to, quote, reestablish farmers' purchasing power by making payments to them. McKinney. Give the administration time to create fair trade. Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, says it's important to give Trump time to carry out his trade policy. McKinney says on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week, quote, we're starting to perhaps feel the bumps. Trump is, quote, fulfilling what he said he would do, and so we're just going to have to take our sedatives and buckle up a couple of extra times and see how it goes. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Schumer backs stopgap. Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer may have saved a House-passed continuing resolution funding the government until September 30th and averting a government shutdown. Schumer announced last night, I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down. Republicans need 8 Democrat votes to pass the CR today. Now, here's a clarification from yesterday's Daybreak. The House rule for the CR killed a process that was underway to require the Foreign Affairs Committee and then possibly the full House to vote on the president's emergency tariff authority. The rule does not affect the Senate. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senators want Canada dairy issues on the table in USMCA review. Some farm state senators are calling on the Trump administration to use an upcoming review of the North American trade deal to address dairy market access issues with Canada. Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Joni Ernst of Iowa say in a letter that Canada is not fulfilling its obligations under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The senators say Ottawa manipulates its import quota for U.S. dairy and has been exploiting a loophole to dump dairy protein of the U.S. below market value. Now take note, Trump has railed against the high out-of-quota tariffs Canada applies to U.S. dairy in recent days and suggested future tariff action. McCary, one step closer to FDA commissioner. Martin McCary's nomination to lead FDA reported favorably out of the committee yesterday with some bipartisan support. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee advanced McCary's nomination on a 14-9 vote. Senators John Hickenlooper of Colorado and Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire joined Republicans in supporting McCary. Now McCary just needs a full Senate confirmation vote to become the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. Farmers and nonprofits sue over frozen funding. Farmers and environmental groups whose grant funding from the Inflation Reduction Act programs has been frozen have filed suit against Trump, USDA, and the Office of Management and Budget. The plaintiffs, represented by Earth Justice lawyers, claim the freeze violates both the U.S. Constitution, separation of powers, and the Administrative Procedure Act. They also say they face, quote, the prospect of layoffs or furloughs, abandoning projects in which they have invested significant time and money, or being responsible for costs the government promised to cover. Georgia passes pesticide liability bill. The Georgia legislature has approved legislation limiting plaintiffs' options to sue if companies fail to warn consumers of the dangers of pesticides. The bill now goes to Governor Brian Kemp. The bill, like others introduced in the state legislatures, quote, ensures that any pesticide registered with the U.S. EPA sold under a label consistent with the EPA's own determinations is sufficient to satisfy state label warning requirements, says the Modern Ag Alliance, which was started by Bayer and is backed by dozens of farm groups. Some Minnesota senators say they're ready to throw in the towel. Times are tough in farm country that some Minnesota producers are telling Senator Tina Smith they may just stop. Input costs are up, farm income is down, the Minnesota Democrat said at a political live event yesterday in Washington. And then you layer on top of that the uncertainty of all these tariffs, and people are literally coming into my office and saying, I don't think I can do this anymore. Smith and fellow Democrat and Ag Committee ranking member Amy Klobuchar criticized U.S. DOGE service cuts of programs benefiting food banks and helping school districts buy locally produced food. But Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, who spoke, said there's tremendous support in Nebraska's ag sector for Trump's tariff actions, which she said are intended to produce fair markets for farmers. Rest in peace, Raul Grijalva. Representative Raul Grijalva, a Southern Arizona Democrat who once chaired the House Natural Resources Committee, died yesterday of complications from cancer treatments. He was 77. He was the son of a migrant farm worker. Here's today's final word. If you make him unhappy, he responds unhappy. That Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick describing President Donald Trump's approach to retaliatory tariffs on Bloomberg Television. Accordingly, countries that go right back to old school tit for tat trade actions will be met with strength and with power. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, March 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.